Chapter 3. The end. Like as if I saw him down a perspective glass. There was no time to check speed, and I knew him to be very careful. As he didn't seem to take heed of the whistle, I shut it off when we were running down upon him, and called to him as loud as I could call. "What did you say?" I said, "Below there. Look out. Look out. For God's sake, clear the way." Apostrophe, I started. Ah, it was a dreadful time, sir. I never left off calling to him. I put this arm before my eyes not to see, and I waved this arm to the last, but it was no use. Without prolonging the narrative to dwell on any one of its curious circumstances more than on any other, I may, in closing it, point out the coincidence that the warning of the engine driver included not only the words which the unfortunate signal man had repeated to me as haunting him, but also the words which I myself thought he had attached, and that only in my own mind, to the gesticulation he had imitated. The Haunted House, Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.